there. Now, scientists in the Czech city of České Budějovice say that they have discovered a protein that may reduce the appetite of ticks for human blood. Ticks have become an increasing problem in the summer months and can carry Lyme's disease as well as encephalitis, both of which can prove very dangerous to human health. Dominic Yoon has the story.
Every summer in the Czech Republic, a particular panic grips the country. In part, the panic is fueled by the media, but the warnings conveyed of the potential dangers posed by tick bites are very real. The tiny creatures usually crawl up your legs as you walk through grassy wilderness. They latch onto you and suck your blood. Gruesome though that is, the real danger is presented by the risk of the tick passing on Lyme's disease or encephalitis. The latter could, and occasionally does, prove fatal if left untreated. With global climate change, it also appears that the Czech Republic is witnessing more and more ticks, and a far longer tick season than just a decade ago. Every year, between 70 and 100 Czechs are reported to catch tick-borne encephalitis, while around 300 cases of Lyme's disease are diagnosed, while doctors warn that many more escape diagnosis. Treatment for both can be grueling and drawn out, while a commercial vaccine has been available for encephalitis for some time. However, now scientists in České Budějovice may have a better solution. A team at the University of Bohemia has discovered a protein called ferritin 2, which ticks use to help digest iron in the blood. The team found that if the protein was injected into other animals, they developed antibodies to ferritin 2. It is these antibodies that scientists believe could form the basis of a potential vaccine, one that would essentially sour the milk for ticks feasting on blood, before they were able to pass on any diseases to their hosts. The vaccine would work to inhibit the tick's own ability to process iron. The antibodies ingested from its host would in effect prevent the tick from continuing in its parasitic activities. Dr. Andrzej Hajdušek of the Department of Parasitology at the Academy of Sciences in the University of Bohemia is a key member of the team behind this discovery. I asked him at what stage the test had reached.
We more think now about cattle. We started some vaccination trials or more on animals, on rabbits and guinea pigs, and we want to reduce the number of ticks. We also send this protein and test this protein in Mexico because farmers over there have big problems with numbers of ticks that are feeding on cows, so we like to help them to reduce the numbers of ticks feeding on these cows.
And how far along the road are scientists with regards to creating a human vaccine?
I think that we should have some first results in 1 or 2 years. Of course, people still think that if we could use this vaccine on humans, of course, we'd like to try if this vaccine could reduce or inhibit the transmission of Borrelia from the tick to the host.
Dr. Andrzej Hajdušek of the Department of Parasitology